to you in peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. From beautiful Hotel Candelaria in Antigua, Guatemala, my name is Sean Smith, and on behalf of myself and my beautiful wife, Damaris, hello. Welcome to Now is the Time. It is my privilege to welcome to the Mobile Pro Podcast booth, Stove Crew number one, plus one. I'm going to have the crew introduce themselves, starting with Juliana.
Juliana Reese, Peoria, Illinois.
David McBride, Santa Clara, California.
Stuart Dice, Campbell, California.
Fred Kraus, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Tina McBride, Santa Clara, California.
Olivia McBride, Santa Clara, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the podcast booth. It's good to have you. Welcome, David. David missed his cruise podcast the other day, but he's feeling better, and so he's back. And I thought it'd be neat for him to join his family, who is on this crew. And I'm just so grateful that you all are here. This is an all-day stove crew, meaning you put in four or five stoves a day, is that right?
Five a day,
which is a long day. It's a lot of houses. Do you have one house in particular, one family in particular, that stands out? This is Thursday, so you've done quite a few. What, four times four is 20, so maybe 20 families that you visited. Maybe there's one of them or one family that sticks out in your mind. I would love to hear about them. Juliana, do you have one?
Oh, you didn't want to start.
Well, we shouldn't have sat in that chair then. That's the starting chair. All right, I'm going to let you off the hook. Anyone? One house or family that comes to mind?
One house that comes to mind, and I don't remember what day it was, but I think it must have been day number one when we had our helper and her son was with us. Was that when we had the grandma and she had the flowers? And then we went back to the same area the next day and her stove was working and she was very happy and she wanted Olivia to take pictures with her flowers. And but it was... the first day was really great to have the helper and her son. I think Olivia kind of bonded with them, and they would, you know, do certain jobs together, and it was kind of cool. I like that. Enjoyed watching that, watching her interact with him and help out. But all the families, I think, have been great. Like, I've enjoyed meeting all of them.
Olivia, was he about your age, do you think? Yeah. Did you take photos of the lady and her flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of flowers were they? What colors were they?
They were orange lilies.
Tiger lilies.
Oh, the orange tiger lilies. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the house they didn't want to let us leave until there was a picture taken with their flowers. Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah. We didn't have an option. Not that we needed one.
Other memorable moments or houses that you visited? They're all kind of looking at each other, pointing. A lot of pointing going on. Like, you tell your story. No, you tell your story.
Did you like that one? I think that would have been one of Olivia's favorites. There was one house we visited that had, I don't remember, bunnies.
And birds. And then today there was one with the cage of birds.
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of birds.
And three dogs and a cat.
Three dogs and a cat and two birds?
About 20 birds.
20 birds?
Yeah, well, that was 20 birds, yeah.
Wow. Do you like animals? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Which were your favorite animals that you've seen this week?
The cat.
The cats, they have little kittens, or were they, really? You saw some kittens? Yeah. Did they speak Spanish or English?
There was another family, too. There was the baby, and then there was the two boys, and they had fidget spinners.
Really?
Yeah. So,
worldwide phenomenon.
They were trying to see if Olivia could do the tricks that they could do. So they would spin their fidget spinners and do different tricks, and then they'd hand it to her. I think they were a little surprised that she could spin it.
Do you have one of those?
Two.
Two of them. All right.
One of them broke.
Probably all those tricks. They fall and sometimes they break. So what's your favorite fidget spinner trick?
I don't know.
That's interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Literally, worldwide phenomenon, pretty short order.
Mm-hmm.
Those things came out, what? After the first of the year?
Yeah.
I'm looking at a school principal.
Every kid's got one. I'm going to tell them, put it away. I think her teacher gave them to them or something. I was in the class that all the kids had.
Yeah. Oh, Olivia's teacher.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, pretty neat.
Other memories from this week? Families? Houses? Giuliani, this is your second or third time?
Third.
Third time, right? Last time was how long ago?
It was in 2009 when I was 9.
Long time ago. What is different this trip, if anything, than when you were here before?
I don't have to be in the same crew as my parents.
Is that a good thing?
I'm enjoying it.
I'm just going to deal with Stuart.
But
I mean, the houses or the projects, or you know, I don't know how much you remember from.
Not a lot.
Don't remember much.
Yeah.
So what feels the same or comfortable, or what feels different from when you were here before?
The first morning when I woke up, I was like, oh, right, they got those good rolls at breakfast. So I remembered those.
Right.
I really don't remember a lot.
Yeah, I remember you really enjoyed VBS then, and hanging out with the kids at Ogre Miguel, but now you're like building stoves, and your prayer last night was beautiful, by the way, at worship. Made me cry. I mean, I was really moved.
Do you like the part where I said thanks for the potatoes at dinner?
I did.
Yeah.
Because those are my wife's favorite potatoes. Like, she,
so
you don't know.
Good.
She's a potato connoisseur. If she had one, if she had to choose one food, it would be the potato.
That's because potatoes are the best.
Well, and those scalloped cheesy potatoes, whatever they're called, are phenomenal. Yeah, so we both really, that kind of caught our eye, but no, it was just a beautiful prayer. I mean, really, really inspiring.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. David, you were on a different crew. You were doing floors, but I'm curious if there is a memorable home or moment in a home for you.
I don't know if there's one particular home or family, but it's just amazing to see, you know, how grateful these people are, how selfless they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, we're outside today and it started to rain. They're running around, like, scrambling to find rain jackets for us. And,
really?
You know, offering us water and just so grateful for all the help, you know, for what we do for them, and which is, you know, yeah.
So you found that throughout all the homes, there's this thread of generosity and appreciation for the work that you're doing, and it is really hard work. I hung with you guys for a couple floors, taking some video, and it is backbreaking, heavy duty work, and it's we all like to be appreciated for our work, you know, but especially if you're really working up a sweat and someone notices. I mean, it's really great. By the way, the lady came in that I was with you guys. She came in donations today, and she said she was just so excited and grateful because she had five kids, and so they all slept on a concrete floor for the first time in their lives. And she was just in tears. She hugged me like three times and kept saying how grateful she was and that she wishes God's blessings and health for all of us, and she will be praying. That was a family that said they'll be praying for us all day on the day that we fly back home. Mm-hmm. We'll have safe journeys. They know we're flying on Sunday.
That's cool.
And working with Fausto has been great. You know, he's taught me, reminded me of what hard work is.
Tell us about Fausto.
Just a great guy. The hardest working guy you'll ever meet.
He's a Guatemalan.
Guatemalan, yeah. Two cute little kids he's got. I think one's just turned one, I think. Yeah, there's three. And I guess they're beneficiaries of the program as well.
Yes, cool. His kids are in the program.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and he's my newest Facebook friend. Yeah, so I hope to keep in touch with him forever.
That's awesome.
He was late this morning. I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes late, maybe?
Yeah.
And he apologized to me three times. Now, nothing here runs on time. I mean, everything's mm-hmm. late, and we realize that. But he knows that we are on time almost always. And he apologized three times, and he said three different times during the day, and he said, I'm just so sorry, and I love working with you guys. I love being with your group. I love the kind of work that you're doing. And he's saying his kids are so happy. They kept saying Feliz, you know, so happy with the donations, shoes and clothes and all those things. But he was kind of saying, like, please don't fire me. Yeah. I really love working with these guys. And it wasn't about the money. No. You know, it really wasn't about the money. He was like, I really love being with you guys and working with you side by side. And so, neat guy.
Yeah.
How about other people you met? Fred, anybody stand out and anybody you've worked with side by side or in their homes?
I found it interesting that with our name tags,
mm-hmm.
two native Guatemalan families pronounced my first and last name correct.
Really?
Yes. And it's just like, wow, I wish I could return the favor. but I was amazed. In fact, the last one?
Well, the second to last one we did probably the wildest, because, you know, we left the road. We were talking about the Amazing Race. It was like the Amazing Race stove install. So we left the city. We left the road. We hit a dirt road. We went down the dirt road. Then we got out and we walked through the fields. And the lady was calling out, you know, put your dogs away. And
the gringos are coming. Yeah, the gringos are coming.
Don't eat us.
It had to be about a foot and a half wide.
Yeah, a little path through the fields.
Path with vegetables growing on both sides. And you go down, it's a long way, and you go the other way. Hey, you see it way over there? There's their house. It's out in, like, the middle of nowhere in a field.
And somehow they got the stove parts. And we did a concrete floor there, so somehow they got the concrete there.
Isn't that amazing?
A long way. And super nice. And they really liked Fred.
Yeah, I mean, I think all the families this week, I have a hard time picking one out. And I mean, this is year four for me.
Right.
And they are so appreciative of everything we do, and they want to give us so much more in return. And, like, the one family we really, I wouldn't want to use the word struggled to say no, but they gave us all the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big thing like this of broccoli, big plastic thing, two big bundles of radishes
mm-hmm.
and avocados. I was like, no, we don't want to take it. But you can only say no so much, and you don't want to hurt their feelings, right? And so we wound up bringing it back. But it was like, we're here to help you, So that was pretty awesome. I mean, they were so appreciative. But all the folks here are. If I can just get a bit off subject, if I can.
Yes, sure. Yeah, this is your podcast.
So this is my fourth year. This year, coming here the week before, it's like usually I'm running around last minute. Do I have this? Did I get that? Do I have the 3-ounce containers and getting everything ready? And it was like I was just building up. I couldn't wait to come back here and meet everybody I've befriended over these years.
Meaning it's on our team.
Yes. And it's like it's more than a mission trip. It's like a family reunion. Is
right.
Really what it is. It's just like it was so awesome. It's like I just can't wait to be there, you know. And everybody that I know from mostly from your group that I've met over the years, they just all come over. So glad you're here, and we were gabbing, and it's a depth of friendship that there's an understanding and appreciation of life and of Christ that you don't have with your neighbors or. You know, other people. It's very special. So it's not just a mission trip. It's like a family reunion,
Amen.
At least for me.
Amen.
It's really
you
know?
Cool. A lot of heads nodding around the table, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So true. Praise God.
Another interesting observation here is Olivia being with us today and Fred. We have one of the youngest. And definitely close to the oldest, probably the oldest guy around the table. He's a bull at 69 years old.
Praise God.
Amazing. Amazing worker. But, you know, you can be 10 years old, participate. You can be 70 next year and participate.
No, 69 is next January.
Oh, next, okay.
Don't
I don't push it. Okay.
I know.
So you're not an old man. Like
no, I'm not.
Okay.
One of the neat things of this year, the crew, our crew,
mm-hmm.
awesome. It was amusing because you know, so it starts out, okay, how much of the work are we going to have to do? We right? And how much of the lady's going to be able to pick up? And it's like,
these guys are all...
we're taking coffee breaks at this point in the week, and they're doing the work. Everything, you know, do you want to do the blocks? The hearth, five? Would you lift five of them up this week, the hearth? And put them up on
almost all the hearths.
Those are really heavy.
Yeah. It's like, what an incredible crew. Well, everybody here together. Oh, Olivia did two holes.
That's right. She did your second one.
Yeah.
She cut her hole.
If it didn't rain, I think she would have done a third today.
Yeah.
And it's just like everybody's clicking together. We got a good slave driver here.
Yeah. I'm getting my coffee out. So make sure there's box on the street. And Tina's actually turned into the stove making machine.
Is that right?
Yeah. By day three. Today she's laying it. She built our first two stoves almost single handedly because we were on coffee break. Too early in the morning.
Juliana was helping. I mean, I wasn't there by myself.
But
it was Mojeda's day.
We perfected how to play supervisor.
That's
right. Or manager.
That's right. It's like a little to the left, a little dirt here. It's fun.
It is one of the amazing things about these stoves, isn't it? That anybody can learn in a couple hours how to do this. You have a seasoned veteran here who can guide you throughout the process. But we've been so blessed. Juliana may remember. I mean, we went through a lot of different...
I remember remember like thinking that I was a big, tough 9-year-old little girl and I wanted to push the wheelbarrow up the hill to the little village full of like these cinder blocks, and I couldn't because I was little, but it was so heavy and so much more work when we had to move everything to the homes.
Yeah, we did. We used to move everything to the homes, and that really cut down on how many we could install and help with. And, you know, we were taught by the projects that we're partnering with, you know, this is really something that the family should be doing. It should be their responsibility. They have to have some sweat equity. They have to have some skin in the game in this, and that's a perfect thing for them to do. They need to, you know, meet the truck when the stove factory truck arrives and get those pieces back to their home. And if they do that, we could do many more stoves, and it's good for them. It's good for the families. They have ownership in it, and they'll have appreciation for it, be less likely to sell it or abuse it or not use it. And so, yeah, I mean, we learned a lot. We learned a lot since you were here last time. We tried a lot of different projects that, you know, think about a 9-year-old kid pushing a wheelbarrow full of cinder blocks up a, that little That's path that you just back. Walked today. It doesn't work so well. So we're so blessed to have found this stove and this project that anybody can learn, and that families like yours, I'm looking at the McBrides here, that you guys can come together, and David, who's capable of doing floors, which not everybody is, especially working side by side with Fausto, that a family can come together and serve in different capacities, yet be on the same bus schedule and see each other in the evenings and have meals together and those kinds of things. So we've learned a lot. We made a lot of mistakes in the early days, and thank you for coming back, Julie. Yeah. And Stuart. Those early days. But yeah, we are so blessed to be able to have, because, you know, Fred, like you said, we are an extended family. Mm-hmm. That's who we are as a church. And the weeks that we have a bunch of people who are similar, like a bunch of teenagers, like youth groups, or a bunch of adults, or a bunch of people who are the same, it's okay. But when we have the whole family, it's just better. It's just who we are. And the relationships are much deeper, and worship's just more meaningful, and it just, it's like, it's how it was designed to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're blessed.
It was fun to watch the teens last night. Went downstairs, and they're all playing spoons with stir sticks for some reason. I don't know why. But all from all different places, all together. Same age groups, like we're all in this together. It's just, but they all come from different families. So, and I've seen that many times over many years. It leaves them with a lot of memories. And Olivia brought some friends this year. So, they got a little trio thing going.
Is that right?
Four.
You brought them?
Four.
Yeah, and Sarah's here too from school.
Oh, and Sarah too, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So did you guys get together and say, okay, how are we going to convince our parents to bring us all to Guatemala?
No. Did Bella get you all together and say, hey, how are we going to convince our parents to go to Guatemala? No.
I didn't realize that you all went to school together. You know each other?
Mm-hmm.
Because Bella was telling me that, well, actually Bella's mom, Carmen, was telling me that the reason that she came was because of Bella. Because Bella said, Olivia told me that we could go. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But she told her mom that she wanted to go. Her mom said, I didn't know how to say no. How do you say no to a kid who says, but why can't we help these kids? They need our help. I'm curious how you, as a family, decided to come.
Well, Olivia, of course, was in Mrs. Nice's class, so we knew about Guatemala then. Fundraising. They did a lot of fundraising that year. And then went to church, and you were there. We heard you speak. When you visited the school, right? Olivia always wanted us to go when you would come visit the school, but it was hard because we worked.
Right.
So then
you
happened to be there at church, so we got to hear all about it. And I was like, you know, we should really do it. We were.
This was last year. Then?
This was about 3 years. It's 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were like, we should really do that. We should really seriously think about doing that. And we had some things come up the first year we wanted to do it, and then the second year something came up, and then Olivia was going into fifth grade, her and Bella, and Carmen was seriously thinking about going, and kind of like, well, if you go, we'll go. we don't have anything going on. I think we can make this happen, and thought, if we don't make this happen now, we're not going to do it. And what a great opportunity to be able to come. Two best friends to come, you know,
right.
Come together and be with people we know, be with people from the church that we know. And I said, let's do it. So.
Praise God.
And to be from a part of the world that has so much, you know, it's like, how can we not come and try to, you know, give to people who have so little, right?
Mm.
So, and it, you know, and really it turns out, you know, that giving and the service that we do here is like, it feels so much better. You know, it's more of a blessing to us than to them, right? To me, I think, anyways, you know, as appreciative as they are, you know, I think, you know, it feels so good to see that, you know, so.
We often feel when we're here, I know you know this, that they give us so much more than we give them. We're coming down here to help them. But once you interact with them, all the local people, you take back so much more that they're giving you than what you did.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's fun to come multiple years because you run into people that you know because we're coming to the same villages often. Except I was trying to get up to Buena Vista, which is really close to where we are, and I'm like, oh, I wanted to go see those people. And Sean says, oh, we can get you up there. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. You can't meet everybody. But I was, there's this lady in the line of donations when I was walking by, and she said, oh, hey, remember me? You put a stove in my house last year. I'm like, yeah. She says, I have your picture. And so I always hand out our family picture. When I come down here, and I said, "Oh, that's great!" And I said, "I have this year's picture." I said, "Here, let me show you my grandson." And I said, "Okay, next year, I'll bring you a picture." And she's all excited.
Not her family album. Your family album.
Well, today was funny. We used this a Catholic family. They had a little altar set up in their front room, like they do. Mm-hmm. And after I gave her the picture. When we're, you know, she's got like her kids there, you know, like really important people. And when we're walking out, she's putting me on the altar. Man, I don't think I rate, you know, just tacked me up on the back wall. But I made the altar, so it's family. And she'll probably pray for us still.
Yeah.
I'll see her again. So it's fun to see our neighbors again.
Mm. You know, a lot of parents, I talk to a lot of parents like you guys, because, you know, in my travels, and the number one concern is obviously safety. And I would love to hear how you guys made the decision to bring your daughter, and what would you say to those parents who have those concerns after you've been here for a few days?
Well, so Tina was the one that was really afraid to come. you know. You know, there's parts of cities everywhere you go. You know, there's parts of San Jose you don't want to go to late at night, you know. and I'm sure there are parts of Guatemala you don't want to go too late at night. But I've never felt unsafe since we arrived. We haven't gone out late at night, but you know, I don't feel at all unsafe walking around town. I mean, I'm sure there are parts of town that I may want to avoid, but, you know, I have not felt unsafe yet.
No. Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid of everything, so. But, yeah, I was afraid of, you know, coming to a country not understanding the language being spoken and, you know, what's going on around me or is, you know, people targeting me. That's how I think. And, you know, all those movies out there where you see things happening bad to tourists who travel. Probably doesn't help my fears. But, yeah, coming with a large group definitely helped me to start to overcome that fear. And I didn't really know what to expect when we got here, how it was going to be, or, you know, would we be in an airport where we didn't know any, you know, would we get lost easily or get separated easily? But everything ran smoothly. And once I got here, I wasn't afraid. I didn't feel like it wasn't safe. I saw you with your little sign directing us to our bus. We have our luggage. And from that moment on, I never felt unsafe. We, you know, walking down streets that I have no idea where I'm at. But it does, feels very safe. And I'm glad that I didn't let that stop me from coming. I really am.
Me too.
For what it's worth, I think to some extent, feeling safe going to a foreign country, especially third world, there's a certain element of putting some faith in God.
Mm.
Right? That He's going to take care of you. You're doing His work. He's going to take care of you. And you know, that's got to be a piece to it, too.
Amen. Well, I know you had family, friends, supporters, people who collected donations for you, people who helped you financially to come, prayer support. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to thank anybody who might be listening to this that that helped you to get here. Any final thoughts?
Well, my church helped me get here, as they do every year. So it's Christ Lutheran Church in Lewisburg. And my missing other half, who will hopefully be here next year. She really wants to be here. Did a lot of fundraising and putting together donations, which is Sandy.
Right? Thank you, Sandy. We miss you, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy. Tell her, oh, Sandy, if you're listening to this, it was a flat city this year, not straight up and down like last year.
Yeah, no Buena Vista.
We had family and friends help with donations, donating clothes, like my sister's, her family. She has two girls, so we collected a lot of clothes. My mom made some donations, and a good friend of mine, Danielle, she contributed some boys' clothes because we had a lot of girls' clothes to donate, so it was nice to get some boys' clothes. So we appreciate what they did for us.
And your cousin Renee.
Oh, my cousin Renee, yes, thank you.
And one further thank you as far as donations goes, and that's to Sean Smith for organizing this and making it happen every year, and him and your wife, Donna Reese, being the heart and soul of this whole trip.
Well, thank you, Fred. That's very kind. Very kind. Would you like to say anything else, Olivia? No? You want to whistle once? She was whistling right before we... It was a good whistle. Right before we hit the record button. She was listening to how it sounded.
Come on, one whistle.
All day.
Oh, I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, I thought it was going to happen, too.
If you don't whistle, then you can't whistle the rest of the night.
Oh.
Hard to whistle
it's
with a grin.
Literally now
face.
Or never.
Yeah. And you've already whistled in front of all of us. So there's no one new here. You got it.
She's smiling really bad. It's really hard to whistle when you're smiling.
On that note,
I hope no one hears you whistling later.
Juliana, anyone you care to thank?
So my church, Salem Lutheran of Peoria, but then also Mrs. Brown and Allie and Brody's church, First English Lutheran of Peoria, because both were really supportive of me and my group coming this year.
Amen.
I want to thank my cousin Esther, because she sends a check every year. She goes, I figure you're going to Guatemala, so it's like the first check I get. So, you know, it's always a pretty nice check. So thank you, Esther. And the VLC crew that likes to participate, make sure everybody gets here. We've never had a problem getting here, ever. So, and to all the people that made donations, I noticed a bunch of stoves and more came in even this week. People just reading the newsletter and clicking buttons and adding stoves and floors for you to put in next week.
Next week. We can use it. We will put it to use.
Yeah, so thanks, everyone out there.
Praise God. And a special thank you to Santa Clara Christian School for sponsoring this mission, making it possible for us to accept donations and to help organize all that. And Stuart and his staff have just been amazing partners for us. And so I want to thank them, and I want to thank all of your supporters, everyone that you mentioned, and those that are listening. We could not do this without you. We are truly humbled and honored that you sent this crew here, because they're fantastic representatives of Christ, and you would be proud to have them ambassadors of you and your churches and your families and your organizations. They would make anyone proud. All right, Olivia, last chance to whistle.
You made her smile again. She's so close.
Oh, I know.
Just don't look at her.
No, right. Don't look at her.
Look away.
Okay, we're looking away.
No.
I made
it worse. That was pretty close.
Fail. Epic fail.
Whistling is tricky.
Inhale whistle? Is that what you're doing? Inhale whistle?
Yeah.
Right. I see what you're doing now. There it is. Bravo.
Success.
Thank you all to your service to our Lord and to his children here in Guatemala. And thanks for sharing your stories on the podcast. So that's all the time we have for now from Antigua, Guatemala. If you'd like more information about our mission, team photos, audio podcasts, blog posts, or even YouTube videos, visit our mission website at nowisthetimeformissions.com. That's nowisthetimeformissions.com. And until next time, this is Sean Smith saying Dios te bendiga, may God bless you. Vaya con Dios, go with God. Pero no inmediatamente.